Today's Amud is Yevamos Daled Amud Beis. We're holding on Daled Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, by the words of a Mishnah Torah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha that why do we need a Leha to teach us that an Erva is Pater from Yibum? Why do I need a Darshan from Achis Isha that an Erva is Pater from Yibum and she Pater's with Zara? If anyways, Eina Sei Deicha Loisa Sei Sheish Belkares. So that's a Kasha that we're going to get to later on in the Perek. But the Gemara then asked the second Kasha, and that's the Kasha that the Gemara is discussing. The second Kasha the Gemara asked is what's the Makar in general that Asay is Deicha Loisa Sei? How do we know it from the Torah? If anything, Misvara, I would say not like that. We said from the Meiri that Misvara, I would have said that when you have an Asay which conflicts with the Loisa Sei, let's say kalayim and tzitzis. You have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, to put strings onto your baget, but you have an iser not to put on shatnez, not to combine semeru pishtun. So I would say misvara, don't put on the tzitzis, don't put on the kalayim, because at least you'll be passively being over a mitzvah. At least you'll be passively being mavatal the mitzvah tasei. As opposed to if you put on the shatnez, so you're actively doing the lais tasei. So if anything in svara, I would have said, that asay is not da'icha alaysa asay. So what's the makar for asay da'icha alaysa asay? And the Gemara brought that the makar is from klayim betzitzas. It's from the smichos in Parshas Kiseitze. It's from the smichos of the iser of shanis, leisilba shanis, to the pasuk of tzitzas of gedilim tasilach, of putting on strings onto your baget. And the Gemara said, the Gemara brought the Makar, how we know we're allowed to darshan smichas, and the Gemara spoke out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally holds that we don't darshan smichas, but in Sefer Devarim, in Mishnah Torah, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we're allowed to darshan smichas. Like we find that Rabbi Yehuda, even though he doesn't darshan smichas, in Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Devarim, he darshan smichas. We said that that's how he knows the Isser for a person to be with Anus HaSaviv, Mufut HaSaviv. He learns that from Mismichos and Sefer Devarim, from the fact that the Torah says the Isser, the Parsha of Aines, right next to the Pasuk of Vlayikach Ishas Ishas Aviv, Vlayigale Kanaf Aviv. We said, what does it mean, Vlayigale Kanaf Aviv? Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Mismichos, it's referring to Anus HaSaviv, Mufut HaSaviv, it's referring to Kanaf Shigala Aviv, that a person's not allowed to be with Anus HaSaviv, Mufut HaSaviv. So you see there, Rabbi Yehuda darshins smichos by Mishnah Torah, even though normally he doesn't darshin smichos, and so too by us, when it comes to tzitzis and klayim, which is a smichos in Sefer Devarim in Mishnah Torah, so we could darshin that smichos to kuli alma, and that could be the makar for asay doicha lais asay. That even when you have a beged that is made out of let's say pishtun, and the strings are going to be made out of tzemer, so you're allowed to put the two together to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we'll say asay, the asay of tzitzis is doicha the lais asay of klayim. So now says the Gemara, Uva Mishnah Torah Maitaima Didarish. What's the pshat in all this? What's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda normally does not darish in smichas, and all of a sudden by Mishnah Torah and Sefer Dvarim, so then Rabbi Yehuda darish in smichas. Why? What's the reason for that? So says the Gemara to Terutzim, Ibayis Eima Misham Demuchach, Vibayis Eima Misham Demufni. Either because in Mishnah Torah it's Muchach, which means we have a Raya from the Smichos. There's not just that it happens to be two parishes right one next to the other. It's Muchach. There's a Raya that the Torah is putting them next to each other in order to make the Drasha. And we'll speak out what the Raya is. Vibayis Eima Misham Demufni. Or it's not Be'etzem because there's anything Muchach in the Pasuk, from the fact that the parish is there, but it's from the fact that there's an extra word in the parasha. From the fact that there's an extra word in the parasha, that tells me to darshan the smichas. So the Gemara explains. One tarot says, is that because it's muchach, it's clear that that's the tarot's intentions, it wants us to darshan the smichas. So again, we're using the example of the smichas of the parish of Aines to the parish of Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv. So that's muchach that you're supposed to make a drasha. Why? Says the Gemara, Dim Kain, because if the Torah wasn't telling me to darshan the smichas, if the Torah was just stop telling me Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv, perhaps like the Rabbanan learn it, and that it's talking about Shemeres Yavam, nothing to do with the parish of Aines, So then, lichtevei rachmana gabe arayis. So then, if it's teaching me the isra of a shemeres yavam of eishes achi aviv, like we said in the previous year, if it's referring to the isra of marrying eishes achi aviv a shemeres yavam to one's father, so then this doesn't belong in sefer dvarim. Lichtevei rachmana gabe arayis. It should be in sefer vayikra together with the other arayis. Why is the Torah putting it over here in sefer dvarim? So that's already the remez. That shows us that the Torah wants us to darshan the smichos from this parasha to the parasha of Aines. That's what it means, Ibai Seima Mishum Demuchach. There's a raya from the fact that the parasha is here that we're supposed to be making this drasha. Ibai Seima Mishum Demufni. Or another teretz is because there's an extra word in the parasha. The extra word in the parasha, or words, that's what tells us to make the drasha. So what's the extra words over here? Because the imkain, if it would be like the chachamim, so then, lichtav rachmana lo yikach ish as esh as aviv. So then the Torah should have just said, don't marry your father's wife. Why does the Torah have to specify that you're also not allowed to be megala kanaf aviv? So yes, it's true. The Rabbanan darshan from here that there's a second iser for marrying your aunt, for marrying eshes achi aviv when she falls to Yibum to your father. So now there's a second lav. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. We already have a lav for that. I would rather view these words as being extra than make it an additional lav for an iser that we already have. So really, these are just extra words. Once they're extra words, so that could then tell me, that could then tell me, that could teach me lafnuye, that the Torah is purposely making it extra in order to tell me to darshan the smichas from the parish of Aines that it's referring to Anusas Aviv. So that's when it comes to the parish of Anusas Aviv, of Leigal Kanaf Aviv, the parish of Aines. That's where we see over there that there's muchach, there's mufni. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda darshins the smichas. Now we want to say that hu adin by asei dechalei sasei by klein betzitzes, which is in sefer dvarim, everybody would agree that we could darshin the smichas. So it's going to have the same logic. It's going to be muchach or mufni. So says the Gemara that yes, it is. V'gabei tzitzes nami ibayis eima mishum demuchach v'ibayis eima mishum demufna. And by tzitzes as well, we have the same cheshbin that also by tzitzes there's something that's muchach. There's a raya minei ubei from the parasha, from the location of the parasha that we're supposed to be darshaning the smichas. It's from an extra word or words in the parasha. So the Gemara explains, there's something muchach about the location of the parasha, because if so, that the Torah wasn't telling me to darshan the smichas, if the Torah didn't want me to darshan the smichas, and the Torah punkt was putting the parasha of tzitzis over here, that doesn't make any sense. Why would the parasha of tzitzis be tucked away in parashas kiseitze and sefer devarim? Lichtevei rachmana gabi parashas tzitzis. The pasuk of gedilim tasalach, which is discussing tzitzis, should be together with the rest of the parasha of tzitzis, which is at the end of parasha Shalach and sefer Bamidbar. So why is it over here? L'may hilchus kasvei hacha. Why would the Torah put the pasuk of gedilim tasalach punked over here in parashas kiseitze, right next to the iser of shatnez? It must be because it wants us to darshan the smichas, or v'ibayis eima mishum demufna. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on this point for the next many lines, that v'ibayis eima mishum demufna. That over here, another reason why we darshan the smichas is because it's mufna, there's an extra word. So what's the extra words? The Gemara explains, and nechti, let's see. Kasav ubeged klayim shatnez liyala alecha. We already have in Sefer Vayikra a pasuk that discusses, that tells us that the isra of shatnez. The pasuk in Sefer Vayikra says ubeged klayim shatnez liyala alecha. It says that if you have a beged of klayim of shatnez, so you're not allowed to put that on you. You're not allowed to wear it. So leisilba shatnez lamali. Why in Sefer Dvarim? Why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say leisilba shatnez, that you're not allowed to wear shatnez lamali? Why does the Torah have to repeat it? I already know it. I already saw it in Sefer Vayikra. So shmami na lafnu ye. So you see these words. The whole pasuk of leisilba shatnez. The whole pasuk is extra. The Torah made it extra to tell me to darshan this smichas from klayim to tzitzis, that asei is deichalais asei, that even if it means putting on klayim, putting on shatnez, you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the asei of tzitzis is deicha the lais asei of klayim. So again, either because it's muchach, because from the fact that the parasha of tzitzis was written over here, the pasuk of gedilim tasalach was written over here, instead of it being written together with the rest of the parasha of tzitzis and sefer Bamidbar, Or it's because it's mufna, because I already know the Isra of Kalayim, I already know the Isra of Shatnez from Sefer Vayikra, and why does the Torah repeat it in Sefer Dvarim to make it mufna, to make this drasha? However, the Gemara asks, then Hani Mitzrach Tzrichi, it's not true that it's mufna, so we're attacking now the second teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss for the next many lines, this second teretz, for the next like 10 lines or so, this second teretz of the Gemara. That you're saying that it's mufna. Why are you saying it's mufna? Because I already know the Isra of Shatnez from Sefer Vayikra. And if so, that which the Torah repeats, the Isra of Shatnez and Sefer Dvarim, it's extra. Ask the Gemara, it's not true. Hani Mitzrach Tzrichi, I need both psukim. I need both psukim of ubeged klayim shatnez liyala olecha, not to have it on you, like it says in Sefer Vayikra, and leisilba shatnez, not to wear shatnez, like it says in Sefer Dvarim. And the Gemara explains, why do I need both? Because of rachmana liyala olecha. If the Torah would have just said, don't have shatnez on you, so hava mina, I would have understood that to mean that kol derech ala asar rachmana, that any time shatnez is on top of a person, it's asar, no matter what. Even if you're not wearing it, even if you don't have it on you to protect you, it's not for any sort of hana. Anytime, kalayim, you have a beged of shatnez that's on you, it's going to be asur. Va'afilu meicher iksus, even if you're only wearing it, sometimes you'll have a salesman that he puts on a suit, and he's doing it really just to show it to the customers. He's not even wearing it, perhaps. He only has it on him, and he just has it on him so that people should see it, people should see the jacket. He's wearing the jacket, perhaps, in like the yeshivish way. He has it on his shoulders, and he's just doing it so that people should see it. So it's on him, but he's not wearing it. He doesn't have it on him for any sort of reasons of hana. He just has it on him in order to sell it. So if the Torah would have just said, "Beged klayim shatnez liyala alecha," that you're not allowed to have shatnez on you, I would have said, even in such a case where a salesman has the jacket over his shoulders, he has it on him, and he's not having any sort of kavana to have hana, I would have said that that's asur, because the maisa, you have kalayim that's on you. So if the jacket has kalayim, you're not allowed to do it because you have kalayim that's on you. I would have said that that's asur. Kasa rachmano leisilbash shatnez. So that's why the Torah tells us, and we need the pasuk of leisilbash shatnez. The Torah says, don't wear shatnez to teach us that dumya delavisha. The isbehana, that the only time that there's this isra of halah to have shatnez that's on you is only when it's on you in a way that's similar to levisha. Just like levisha, a person, when he's wearing something, he wears it generally, he wears it because of he wants to benefit from it, he wants it to keep him warm, he wants it to protect him from the rain. So too, when the Torah says that you're not allowed to have shatnez on you, it's only asr to have it on you when you have it on you for hana, like by a blanket, when you have a blanket that's on you to keep you warm. So that's the Isra of Halah. But Meichar Iksus, to have the jacket over your shoulders just to sell it, where you're not having any intentions to benefit from it, so then that's going to be Mutter. And that I learn out from that which the Torah says, Leisil Bashatnes. So I need the Torah to say Leisil Bashatnes. And V'yikasim Rachmano Leisil Bash. Now if the Torah would have just said the Pasuk of Leisil Bashatnes, so have the Amina Dafka Levisha, the Nafesh Anyasa. So then I would have said that the only time that there's an Isra of shatnez is when you're wearing it, because the Torah says don't wear shatnez. So I would have said, what's the iser? Only if your arms are through the sleeves, only when your mom is wearing it. And the reason for that would be because then there's a significant amount of hana, the nafesh hanyasa, there's a significant amount of hana of a halah loy. But when you just have it on you, when you just have it over your shoulders, when you just have the jacket over your shoulders, so then loy, I would have said there's no iser b'chlau, even if you're being mechaven for hana, there's no iser of halah. That's not so much. That's not a significant amount of hana, and therefore, kasa rachmano layal alecha. So that's why I need the Torah to say layal alecha. That no, you're not even allowed to have it on you. So I need both psukim. Layal alecha teaches us the etzem iser, that not only is there an iser to wear shatnez, there's even iser, an iser to have it on you, like by a blanket. And from leisilbush, I learned to modify that iser, that it's only that it's only aser if you're having kavana for the hana, but if you don't have kavana for the hana, you're just trying to sell the jacket, so then it's going to be mutter. And if so, so neither of the psukim are extra. So how could you say ibay seima misham demufna? That the pasuk is extra because I have two places in the Torah where it teaches me the isra of shatnez, one in Sefer Vayikra and one in Sefer Devarim. It's not true. It's not extra. Each pasuk teaches me its own din, and neither of them are extra. So says the Gemara, but still, M. Cain, if so, if that's all the Torah was coming to teach us, these two halachis, so then, lichtoi brachmano le silba shatnes. Still, there's something extra about the pasuk in Sefer Devarim. The pasuk in Sefer Devarim says, it doesn't just say, le silba shatnes, it says, le silba shatnes, don't wear shatnes, tsem meru pishtim yachtov, which is wool and linen together. Don't wear shatnes, wool and linen together. Now, the end of that pasuk is completely extra. Says the Gemara, M. Cain, if the Torah was just coming to teach us these drushes that we just made, so lichta rachmano leisil b'shanis. The Torah could have just said leisil b'shanis, and I would have known everything, that the whole Isser of Halah is dafka when it's Darach Levisha. I would have known that just from the words leisil b'shanis. Why does the pasuk then have to continue and say tzemeru pishtim, yachtav? It says tzemeru pishtim, that shanis is wool and linen. Lamali, why does the Torah have to specify, but in Sefer Devarim, that Shatnez is Semeru Pishtim together. Michdi, let's think for a moment. Kasavu beged klayim Shatnez lo yal alecha. I already know from Sefer Vayikra, the Lashon of the Pasuk over there is beged klayim Shatnez lo yal alecha. It says a beged klayim you should not have on you. Now, what does the word beged refer to? So, Vatana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, we have a Tana, they taught in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, that Hayo v'nemru b'tayra stam begadim. Anytime you have the word beged in the Torah, and it doesn't specify what the beged is made out of, what type of material the beged is, but upirate l'cha akas of be'echad mehen, but we do have a place where the Torah specified what a beged is, and that's by nigei begadim. By nigei begadim, the Torah specifies that a beged refers to tzemeru pishtim. It says tzemeru pishtim over there by the parasha of nigei begadim. So says Rabbi Yishmael, they said in the yeshiva that af kol tzemeru pishtim. So they said that that's called to learn sasa min ha-mefarish. Sometimes you have the word beged in the Torah and it's sasa. It doesn't tell us what the beged is made out of, but I have a place where it's mefurish, and that's by nigei begadim. By nigei begadim, the Torah specifies that a beged is made out of tzemeru pishtim. So I learn out from there that also when the Torah says beged stam and it doesn't specify what the beged is, it's referring to tzemeru pishtim. So it comes out that when the Torah says in Parashas Vayik and Sefer Vayikra, when it says that beged klayim shatnez l'yala alecha, and it says the word beged, so I already know that what's the isser of shatnez? It's semeru pishtim. So if so, ask the Gemara that semeru pishtim, the kas of rachman olamali. So why in Sefer Devarim, when it says loy silbash, why does the Torah have to tell us that it's semeru pishtim, that the isser of shatnez is semeru pishtim? I already know that the Isser of Shatnez is Tzemeru Pishtim from Sefer Vayikra, because over there in Sefer Vayikra it says Beged Kalayim Shatnez L'Yal Alecha, and I know that Beged is always referring to Tzemeru Pishtim. That's something I learn out from Nigei Begadim, that any time in the Torah it says the word Beged, it's referring to Tzemeru Pishtim. And if so, that word Tzemeru Pishtim that it says in Sefer Devarim is Mufna, and that's what teaches me, that's what allows us to make the Gzeirah Shavas. Shmami no lafnuye, so it must be, why does the Torah say, why does it repeat Semeru Pishtim and Sefer Devarim? It must be to make it extra. However, ask the Gemara, it's not true, it's not extra. V'akati itzrich, I need a Torah and Sefer Devarim to repeat that Shatnez is Semeru Pishtim. Because it's true that in Sefer Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, by the Isra of Halah, the Torah says the word Beged, and that's referring to Tzemeru Pishtim. It's true. But Zalka Daita Chamina, I could have understood that Halah he, Deloy Nafish Hanasa, that it's Dafka by Halah, when you just have the Shatnez on you, like the Yeshiva's jacket, where wearing the jacket, where it's over your shoulders, so it's Dafka over there, where it's not so much Hanah, that's when Shatnez is limited to Tzemeru Pishtim. That the only only time it's something is considered shanis is if you have wool and linen. But perhaps when it comes to levisha, which is the parasha that's being discussed in Sefer Devarim, when it comes to wearing shanis, that there's a lot of hana in wearing shanis, that so then maybe kotrein mine aser rachmana. So then maybe the Torah asered any two mina mixed together, even if it's not wool and linen, even if it's any two materials, even other materials that are mixed together, maybe there's an isra of shanis when it comes to wearing. And therefore, kaz rachmana tzemru pishtim. So that's why I needed the pasuk in Sefer Devarim to teach us and know that even when it comes to wearing shanis, the isra of shanis is dafka when it's wool and linen, when it's semeru pishtim. So I wouldn't have been able to learn that out from halah. And if so, the word semeru pishtim in Sefer Devarim is not extra. It's not mufna. How could you say it's mufna and that's what's teaching me to make the smichos? It's not mufna. It's not mufna. I needed the Torah to tell it to me because I wouldn't have learned it from halah. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Im kain, if so, lishtei kraminei utesi shatnes mehalah. It's not true. If the Torah didn't want me to learn the smichas, the Torah did not have to say tzemeru pishtim. The Torah could have been quiet. Lishtei kraminei, the Torah could have been quiet and not mentioned tzemeru pishtim. You're asking that I can't learn it out misvara from halah, because I could differentiate and say that halah is not so much hana, so maybe that's why it's limited to tzemeru pishtim. But levisha, where there's a lot of hana, maybe any two minim, says the Gemara, it's not true, because v'teisi shatnis shatnis mehalah. I would have a gzeira shava of shatnis shatnis from halah, because in Sefer Vayikra it uses the word shatnis, and in Sefer Devarim it uses the word shatnis. So even though in Svara I couldn't have learned out levisha from halah, but I have a gzeira shava to carry over the din of halah to levisha and say that just like halah, the iser is semeru pishtim, because it says the word beged, so to by levisha, the Isser is dafka by tzemru pishtim. And if so, the bottom line is, why does the Torah have to repeat by levisha that the Isser is tzemru pishtim? Those words are extra, and the fact that those words are extra, that's what teaches me that we're allowed to darshan the smichas of klayim to the parasha of tzitzis, and that ultimately tells us the halacha that aseh is daicha alayis aseh. So what comes out from what we've said until now, the Gemara was looking for the makar. How do we know asei is deicha leis asei? And the Gemara said that the makar for asei deicha leis asei is from the smichos of the parish of Kalayim to the parish of Tzitzis, from the pasuk of leisil b'shanis to the pasuk of gedilim taselach. We learn out from there that the asei of Tzitzis overrides the iser lav, the iser leis asei of shatnis. Now, if you think about it, so what comes out is that this whole drasha, this whole smichas that we make, is only able to work is because we assume like Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, we need it to be that it's either muchach or mufni in order to darshan the smichas, because there are some that don't darshan smichas. We can only darshan smichas the kuliyama if there's something about it that's muchach or mufni. Now, what allows us to make this drasha? So it has to be either that it's muchach or mufni. So on the side of mufni, the only way that we could say that there's something mufna about this parsha is if we say that the words semeru pishtim are extra. Now, why would the words semeru pishtim be extra? Because in Sefer Vayikra, I already know that shatnez is semeru pishtim. Now, how from Sefer Vayikra do I know that shatnez is semeru pishtim? It doesn't say anything over there about semeru pishtim, but over there it says the word beged. And Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol taught us that any time in the Torah it uses the word beged, it refers to semeru pishtim. So it comes out that really we need Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol to make this drasha. Ultimately, it comes down to Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol. It's only because I have Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol who says that beged and kol tarakula refers to tzemeru pishtim, that's what then makes it that the tzemeru pishtim that it says in Sefer Devarim is mufna, which allows me to darshan the smichas. So I ask the Gemara now akasha. It comes out that this whole drasha is only possible if we assume like Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Well, I ask the Gemara that according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, I don't even need the drasha. According to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitasa would never tell me that I need the smichas. Says the Gemara of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it sounds like from this whole sugya, the taima, the kaz of Rachman, it's semeru pishtim. And that the only reason why, the only way I can learn how to say Deicha Leisaseh is because I have this smichus of Semeru Pishnim, of Gedilim Tasilach to the Parsha of Shatnez. Halav Hachi, but if not for the smichus, so then Kalayim Betzitzis have Amina da Asa Rachmana. It sounds like what you're saying is that if not for this drasha, if not for this smichus, so I would have said that you're not allowed to put on Kalayim onto your Tzitzis, even if that's what you need. You're not allowed to. And the question is like this, Vahaksiv, but Tanid Vei Rabbi Shmuel, it's not true. Even without this drasha, Tanid Vei Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitasai, shouldn't need the smichas. Because Vahaksiv, the Pasuk says, within the parasha of Tzitzis, Mineu Bei, the parasha of Tzitzis in Sefer Bamidbar, so over there it says, Va'asu Lahem Tzitzis Al Kanfei Vigdehem. It says that where should you put the Tzitzis? On the corners of Bigdehem, of your Bigadim. Now wait a second, what's Beged? Ah, so Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasam will tell us that V'Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel called Begadim Tzemeru Pishtimim. That any time the Torah says Begadim, it refers to Tzemeru Pishtim. So, if we read that into the Pasuk, it comes out that in the Parsha of Tzitzis, the Torah is telling us that when you have a Beged of Tzemeru Pishtim, so you're supposed to put on Tzitzis. Now, what are Tzitzis? V'Amar Rachmana Avid Le Tcheles. Part of Tzitzis is Tcheles, is the string that's dyed blue, that's dyed with the Tcheles. And the Torah is telling us that on a beged, which again, beged means tzemer oy pishtim, so we're going to stick with the tzad that also means pishtim, it could even be flax, and the Torah is saying to put on tzitzis. Included in tzitzis is tcheles. So really what the Torah is saying is that if you have a pishtun beged, of course, it's true even if you have a tzemer beged, but we're going to focus on pishtun, that if you have a pishtun beged, so you're supposed to put on strings. Now, what's included in strings? Tcheles. Now, what material is tcheles? Utcheles amrahu. Tcheles itself is wool. The Gemara is going to prove it in a moment. And if so, that from the parish of tzitzis minei ubei, I see that asay is deichalei sasay. That tzitzis overrides the isser of shatness. Because the fitana devei Rabbi Yishmael, when the Torah says, it's referring to a beggar tzemer or a beggar pishtim, and the Torah is saying to put on strings. Included in strings is tcheles. So that means even if you have a flax beggar, a pishtim beggar, a linen beged, the Torah is saying that you're supposed to put on wool strings. You're supposed to put on tcheles. Umimai de tcheles amrahu. Now, how do we know that tcheles is wool? So that's midashesh kisna tcheles amrahu. So this, the Gemara is very vague. The Gemara just tells us the words that from the fact that shesh is kisna, so it must be that tcheles is referring is wool. From the fact that shesh is linen, so it must be that tcheles is wool. So Rashi really fills us in exactly what the Gemara means to Darshan. And what the Gemara means to Darshan is like this, that by the Big Day Kahuna, so the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel's Mavur, that the Big Day Kahuna were made out of wool and linen. Those were the materials that the Big Day Kahuna were comprised of. Now we know from the Torah that what materials were the Big Day Kahuna made from? They were made from Tcheles, Argumon, Tela Ashani, and Sheish. Now the Torah specifies about Sheish, it says, say bad sheish. It tells us that sheish is bad. Bad is linen, which grows bad. So if the Torah tells us that there are four materials for the Big Day Kahuna, it's tcheles, argaman, tela, shani, and sheish, and the Gemara tells us that sheish is linen, and we know that the materials used in the Big Day Kahuna were wool and linen, so by definition that means that the other materials, if sheish is linen, and the only materials are wool and linen, that means the other materials must be wool. So that's how we know that tcheles is wool. But l'nyanenu, so what the Gemara is saying is that l'fi tana tevei Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasam, the whole smichus was only possible if we went like tana tevei Rabbi Shmuel. Because the only way it was mufna is if we assume like tana tevei Rabbi Shmuel, that semeru pishtim was extra. And the Gemara is asking that tana tevei Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasam shouldn't need the smichus. Even without the smichus, l'fi tana tevei Rabbi Shmuel, I should be able to learn out from the parish of tzitzis mineu bei, that tzitzis overrides the isser of shatnez, because the pasuk by tzitzis says to put tzitzis onto your beged. Beged means even pishtun. Tzitzis means wool, and the Torah therefore is telling me to put wool onto linen. So if so, why do I need the smichas? According to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, I should be able to learn out asay dechaleis asay from the parish of tzitzis by itself. So says the Gemara that no itzrech. I need the smichas. It wouldn't be enough to just learn it from the parish of Tzitzis itself. Because I could have understood like Rava taught us. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the stira. Ksiv hakanaf. It says v'asu lahem tzitzis al kan. It says hakanaf. It says dabra bnei Yisrael v'marta lahem v'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfi v'gdayem u'day reisam v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf pesil tocheles. You should put on the tzitzis hakanaf pesil tocheles. So hakanaf, Rava darshens from the word hakanaf that it means min kanaf. That it means that the strings you're supposed to use for your tzitzis are supposed to be the same material as the beged. So if the beged is made, whatever material the beged is made from, the strings that you put onto the beged are supposed to be that same material. Uksiv tzemer upishtim. But on the other hand, we have the smichos and sefer devarim, where it says, Isil b'shan is tzemer upishtim, and then it says, gedilim taselach, that you're supposed to make strings, and from there Rava implied that it sounds like strings are always supposed to be made from tzemer upishtim. So Rava had a stira. Are strings supposed to be whatever the material of the beged is? Whatever material the beged is, you make, if it's cotton, so you make cotton strings. Whatever material the beged is, that's the material that you make the strings. Or are the strings limited to being Semeru Pishtim? That was Rava's stira. So HaKetzad, Rava explained that how are we going to reconcile the two mashmais? Said Rava that Semeru Pishtim, Paitron, Bein Beminon, Bein Shalai Beminon, that Semeru Pishtim, they're like the jokers, they're the wild cards. You could put them on anything, no matter what material the tzitzis is made from, whatever material the beged is made from, you could always put on wool strings or linen strings, and that could patter any beged. But shar minin, when it comes to other minin, like cotton or whatever material it is, so b'minon paitrin, they only could be placed on a beged if the beged is made from that same min. Shaloi b'minon einon paitrin. Ein paitrin. But if it's not that min, so then you can't use it. That's a Rava the Darshan. So we want to say that so too Tanit Vera Bishmal. It's true. The Torah said that you're supposed to put tzitzis on top of a beged. So that means, it sounds like it's saying that even if you have a beged, which might be pishtan, which might be a linen beged, you're supposed to put tzitzis, even though tzitzis, as included in tzitzis, is tcheles, and tcheles is wool. So you're saying, oh, it's we're already right from there, minei ubei, I see that asay is deichaleis asay. The Gemara is answering that no. Maybe what the Torah means is that you only put tcheles on a beged. You only put wool on a beged when the beged itself is made from wool. So when the beged is made from wool, you put on wool. When the beged is made from linen, you put on linen. If that wasn't clear, the Gemara itself doesn't have it clear. The Gemara is going to explain it in a moment. So says the Gemara, that maybe Tana Dever Bishmol holds like Rava. Ask the Gemara, that's an impossibility. To say that Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rava is impossible. Because Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel last laid the Rava. Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel can never hold like Rava. Because Rava's whole stira was that min kanaf is a stira to Tzemeru Pishna. Because min kanaf sounds like whatever the beged is made from, you could use strings with that min. According to Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, a beged of tzitzis can never be made from other materials other than Tzemeru Pishna. So there's no stira bichlal. Always min kanaf is Tzemeru Pishna. Because the Torah says, V'asulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem. And beged always means Tzemeru Pishna. According to Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, your tzitzis always need to be either Tzemeru Pishna, which is why many people are makbid to have a beged of tzemer. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that the mitzvah d'araisa of tzitzis is only if it's a tzemer or pishtin beged, and therefore people are makbid to have a beged of tzemer when they wear tzitzis. But again, so therefore Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel would never have Rava's stira. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel would never hold like Rava. So says the Gemara, it's true. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't hold completely of Rava Shita. He wouldn't hold that depending on the min, you could use Semer Pishnim for all minim and other minim for other minim. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel would never hold like Rava. That's true, but still it's trech. But I still need the smichas because Sal Kadai Dechamina Kidiyuka De Rava. It's true, Rabbi Shmuel would never hold of the exact Shita of Rava, but he might hold of Rava's diak, the diak of Hakanaf Min Kanaf. V'hachi Kamer Rachmana. Maybe Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, if all he had was the parasha of tzitzis and he didn't have the smichos, so he could have understood that v'hachika merachmana, that this is what the Torah is saying in the parasha of tzitzis and Sefer Bamidbar, that avulei tzemer letzemer upishtim upishtim, that when you have a tzemer beged, so hakanaf, it should always be the same man, so then put on tzemer strings and put on tcheles upishtim upishtim, and if you have a pishtim beged, so put on pishtim strings and don't put put on tcheles. The whole mitzvah of tcheles is only if you have a tzemer beged. V'chi avedas tzemer l'tzemer tzave. Only when you have a tzemer beged and you're putting on tzemer strings, that's when you're supposed to color one of them. You're supposed to put on tcheles. Aval tzemer l'pishtim u'pishtim l'tzemer loy. But you're never allowed to have tzemer strings on a pishtim beged or pishtim strings on a tzemer beged because that would be shatnez. And tzitzis does not override shatnez. So that you can never do. That's how I could have understood the pasuk by tzitzis. Kasev brachman etzemer upishnim dafilu tzemer lepishnim upishlum etzemer. So that's why the Torah tells us the extra words in Sefer Devarim, the extra words tzemer upishnim, which allows us to darshan the smichos of the parsha of klayim to the parsha of tzitzis, and that's what allows me to say that aseidah chaleisa say that you're even allowed to have tzemer strings on a pishnim beged and pishnim strings on a tzemer beged. So again, just outside. What the Gemara is saying is like this. The Gemara brought that the Makar for Asei Deich Aleis Asei is from the Smichos of Kalayim to the Parasha of Tzitzis and Sefer Devarim. And the Gemara explained that the only reason why we can make this smichos, what allows us to make this smichos, one of the pshatim in the Gemara, is because there's something extra about the parish of Kalayim. What's extra about the parish of Kalayim over there in Sefer Devarim? Because it says the extra words, Tzemer u'pishtim. Now I already know from Sefer Vayikra, where over there it says Beged, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, Beged means Tzemer u'pishtim, so I already know that Shatnez is Tzemer u'pishtim. So why does the Torah, why does the Pasuk and Sefer Devarim have to repeat that Shan is a Semru Pishtim? It must be to make it extra, which gives us the license to then darshan the smichas. The Gemara and the Kasha, that if the whole drasha was only possible if you're Rabbi Shmuel, so then there should be no need for the drasha. Because Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai, he could learn out that Asay is Deichalais Asay, Minei Ubei, from the parish of Tzitzis and Sefer Bamidbar, from the parish of Vayomer that we say every day. Because over there it says, Va'asulam Tzitzis al Kanfei Bigdayim. It says that you should put tzitzis on your beged. Now, beged means either that the beged is made out of tzemer, beged means that the beged is made out of pishtim. So let's go with a pishtim beged. So the Torah is saying, even by a pishtim beged, when you have a linen beged, you're supposed to put on tzitzis. We know that included in tzitzis is tcheles, and tcheles consists of wool. So really, from the parish of tzitzis, I see lahedya that the Torah is fine with shatnez in your tzitzis, with putting wool onto a linen beged. To that, the Gemara answered that would not have been good enough. Because if it was just for the parish of Tzitzis, I could have understood like Rav of Min Kanaf, Rav's drasha of Ha Kanaf Min Kanaf, that when the pasuk says Va'asulam Tzitzis Al Kanfei Bigdayim, that you're supposed to put on tcheles, it depends. When you have a tzemer beged, so then yes, put on tzemer strings and dye one of them blue, put tcheles on. However, when you have a linen beged, so then you have to put on linen strings and you're not going to do the mitzvah of tcheles. That's how I could have learned the pasuk. Therefore, and I would never have known that the Torah is okay with having shatnez in your tzitzis. So that's why I need the smichos, I need the extra words of tzemer upishtim in the pasuk of shatnez, of levisha shatnez, and sefer devarim to teach me, to give us the license to darshan the smichos, which then teaches us that asay is deichalais asay. And I need that even if you're Rabbi Shmuel, I would not have been able to learn how to say deichalais asay from sefer bamidbar, from the parish of vayomer, the parish of tzitzis, because I could have learned it like Rav Zdiak of Min Kanaf, and that's why even if you're Rabbi Shmuel, I need the smichos and sefer devarim.